You know, our desire has always been to serve God and to encourage other people like we've been encouraged. And we couldn't do that without the ability of God working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And also for the wonderful ministers that we've met along the way. And especially Sangat Baines, I have to give a lot of credit, you know, to God for him. Because God really works in that man. And he's a faithful man. And he's abounding in those blessings in every area of his life. And he's always encouraged me. And talking about that, I can remember when I used to travel in Europe with him. When we first started going for 3 or 4 years in a row, I would never want to speak because I never had the confidence to speak. But he really worked with, you know, God was working with him to work with my faith. And he'd always say before, like, we would go and people would invite us, but I was never asked to share. But Sangat would always say, okay, before I share, Lawrence is going to share. And it put me on the spot every time.
Or
as we call it, chuck me in the well. So I had to swim. And that is where I really learned to walk with God and to get confidence and to address people and to allow God to work in me. And I can remember traveling the first few years we would go. I'd always take the Bible with me and I'd be trying to get teachings together. What do I share? God, show me. And he would always give me something. And then I remember one year Sangat turned up. He said, okay, Lawrence, like, you know, we've been seeing a lot of people speaking by the Spirit of God and they're walking with God, and by these people don't know the Bible, they can't read and they've never seen a Bible, but they've heard the words that we've been sharing, and these guys are actually raising the dead and, you know, witnessing to many people, and many people are coming, all the villages throughout the mountains. One lady called Shanti, they observed her, and she was just really speaking by the Spirit of God. She couldn't read, but she received the words gladly that she was being encouraged, and she was raising the dead, and fellowships throughout all of the mountain areas were just popping up and growing, and thousands of believers. And then so Sangat turned up one year and he said, okay, this year, you know, I'm not going to take the Bible. I'm practicing, walking with God and allowing him to give me the words. And I went, well, do I take my Bible? He said, well, you ask God. So I decided not to take it. And it really was a beginning point for me. And things changed when I actually began just to allow God to work in me. But also through the years, I still carried on doing it, like going to the scriptures first and, all right, preparing something from what I can understand. But since the transition of just allowing God to work in us, he really does give us the words and he gives us great confidence. And the ones here that have been connecting have been practicing that way as well. And they're very confident and they're really growing and they're seeing fruit because it's that living word living in us at the right time spoken, which activates faith into people. Just like when we witness or when we're in situations, we don't know what we're going to say, but a door open and we just begin to speak. So that's how I kind of began. So I give a lot of credit to God and for the men and women that he's brought into my life through the years. I love all of them and I'm thankful for every single one of them, from the Pentecostal ministers all the way up to the minister that I connect to now. But I know also that we've also encouraged many people, and that little article I put on Facebook about the tree bending, it had so many people like that. And there was one message further down from a guy called Lee Hawksford. Now Lee Hawksford, he began when we began, when we took PFAL. In fact, he was way before us. He's younger than us, but he was in he took all the classes way before us. He was younger. And he was always an honest kind of guy, great integrity. But he wrote in there, he said, you taught me 30 years ago. And he said, I'm still learning from you. And we haven't had no fellowship, but obviously he still listens to stuff. And I thought, 30 years ago? Was it that long? And it was. Like, we've done a lot of things, you know, without realizing it. And it got me thinking, man, like from 16... the journey with God has been amazing, and God really had to work with me because I'm a little bit dorky, as Bambi would say. You know, it took a while for him to get through to me, for me to become confident. It's all about confidence. And, you know, some people are brought up in families where they're really confident. Like Kim, she had loads of confidence. Her family gave her loads of confidence. I never had that. And so for me, it was a struggle. It was an old paradigm in me, an old programming of lack, of you're not good enough, that you're not educated enough. You know, you can't speak like these other people. You need to go to college and you need to go to university. But the greatest university I've been to is the University of Life, and it's ongoing learning. And with God, it's the best learning in the whole wide world. And so I'm really thankful, you know, for all the great things God has done and is doing in my life. And to bring me to the point where I am now, I'm just blown away. And God was showing me, now you enjoy the fruits of your labor, Lawrence, because you're going to get so much fruit come now. And that just comes straight to my spirit, you know, straight to my heart, and I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. And especially Sue's on here now, Danny and Amber's labourer that go to Danny and Amber's fellowship, and it was just amazing when I turned up at her home. And Sue really walks with God, very simplistic in heart towards God, full of faith, praise, devoted to God. And God put desires in her heart, and going into her house and meeting all those people that I knew from 38 years ago just blew my cookie. And I think I knew nearly everyone. You know, they would come, oh, I know you from, so, oh yeah, this is where we know each other from. Now, out of all the houses in Bristol, they could have been anywhere, but God brought them all in that one place through you know, a knock-on effect. So, like, what we do has a knock-on effect. So, my life, my stand, and I meant Helen, not Sue. Sorry, Helen. I always say that. I always call you Sue for some reason. Forgive me. It always has a knock-on effect. So, like, because of how I am and my stand, is that a knock-on effect. It's one candle lighting another candle. And then, so from that, then God is able to bring his pieces together, his chess pieces, where he's got them all positioned. And God knows what he's doing. I could have never arranged anything like that. And so, really, it's just that we have to realize it's not anything from us. God is doing the work. And God says, you know, trust me. You know, enter into my rest. The only labor we have to do is to rest in God and trust him on a day-to-day basis, allow him to work in our lives, allow him to strengthen us. Just bear with me a minute, someone's wants to come in. Admit. Okay, so God wants us to really rest in him, really trust in him, really expect great things from him. God says, look, cease from your own works. It's not, you see, there's a lot of people that have wonderful qualifications, been to university or to, you know, one of these top universities like Oxford and all these, but they don't really get very successful. They've got all this knowledge, but it's not successful because prosperity starts in the heart. See, if you're programmed a certain way and you've got all this knowledge, it's knowledge. You've got to be able to apply it. You've got to be able to make it work for you. And so abundance starts in the heart. As the man thinks in his heart, so is he. So there's certain things that we've been programmed with growing up that can be detrimental to us. It works against us without us even realizing it, why we think the way we think. And so for an example, I was brought up with a poverty mindset. I was brought up with a mindset that I would never be anything. You know, because there's lots more clever people than me. That's how my mum was. My mum was brought up in the war, and it was all rations and getting by and scraping by. And even when she was older, she would be so careful with everything. You know, so the mindset was programmed into you. So that's why we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, like, we're coming into a new year now, and what do people say to you? A Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year. People wish you a prosperous new year, right? We get a lot of that here. Happy and prosperous new year to you. But they don't want you to be prosperous, because when you start being prosperous, oh, they must be up to something. You know, it's like a contradiction, really. But with God, God says, I want you to prosper and I want you to be in health even as your soul prospereth. And that's the key right there, your soul, your will, your mind and emotions, and how you think and how you receive the things from God. And so you will prosper according to what you understand and what's in your heart and how your mind and your thoughts are lined up. And when we line it up with the truth of who we are in Christ, then we can begin to prosper. So God says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as your soul, your will, mind and emotions prosper." And we get that from the sound doctrine, the sound words from God. And so as we begin to declare and think this way, we start to change that old programming in us from our young age, from what we've learnt from the world. It starts to change. We stop talking like the world. We stop fearing like the world. We stop being anxious like the world and fearful like the world, because we know we got a new life in Christ. And the truth is, we don't have to do anything to be as He is, because God has already made us that way. You are designed now to be successful. You are designed now to walk like your Lord and Savior and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is the control panel here, what we are receiving, you know, what we believe. So we want sound words, we want right words, words of life. And what do we delight in? You know, God says, "You delight in me, and I will give you the desires, the requests of your heart." So you want a house? It's yours. And you thank God for it. "Father, I'm your first in my life. I've committed my ways to you, and you're first in my life." And God said He'd give you the desires of your heart. Same with, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things that you need will be added unto you." And so God does want you to be prosperous first in your heart, your mind, your will and emotions. And that comes by sound words from God, by sound doctrine. Those words that impart life, that impart faith, that impart light and encouragement and direction and vision. And it's the revelation of God to your life. When you receive that and walk in that, then you begin to prosper, and that your profiting appears to all. God says, "Let your profiting appear to all." The profiting of who you are and what God has done in you, and the words that you speak and the way that you are and what's manifested in your life, that's the profiting. And then there's the rewards of your labor now and in eternity. So we should really be enjoying the fruits of our labor. And God says, "Enjoy the fruits of your labor. Stay with me and continue with me, and you will start to enjoy the fruits of your labor." And I'm doing that, and so are you if you want to. It's a decision. Yes, God. Like, yes, you've called me. You've made all these things available to me. I want to receive these wonderful things. I want to be blessed, to be that blessing, to be that example, to show people, look, this is where I was. And because of God, and because of His right words to my life, this is where I am now. It's nothing to do with me apart from that I've received. And to receive means to take. I take from God what He's offering. Like when you see a bird with its little chicks, what does it do? It's shoving food down its throat, right? And that little baby bird's taking it and is shoving it down. And God will let Him feed you. Let Him feed you. And when we allow God to feed us, then we can be strong, and we will withstand anything in this world. And we don't even have to focus on it. We don't have to focus on the COVID, even though it's going on around us. We don't have to focus on the lockdown, what's happening with Russia, what's happening around the world. We don't have to focus with them. We're aware of what's going on, but God says, "Don't you fear that. Don't even ponder it. Don't let it get to your heart, because your heart is where faith comes from." God says, "Now you look to me and you say what I say. You confess what I've confessed. You speak those blessings that are yours, and it's been freely given unto you. You make a demand on what's been made and given to you freely." So prosperity wish you a happy new year and a prosperous new year. God wants you to really prosper. It starts in the heart, spiritually, mentally, physically, and then everything else, financially, materially. And God wants you to have these things. So you're in a position of great strength. And I want to go to, I just want to read some simple scriptures we all know. Let me get it up on my Esau. We all know these scriptures, but do we take heed to them? Do we really understand it? And for me, I think it's through the practice of these things that we get understanding. And if we want understanding, you know, when our heart is positioned to God, and we're going to God, and we're desiring His things, He will give us understanding. And when we apply that, then we start to manifest all that He says we can manifest. So for you to prosper, prosperity starts in the heart, and it starts with your giving. And I want to read these to you, because these are wonderful records. And it's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, we start. It says, trust in the Lord, Jehovah, with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. See, it's not our own understanding, it's God's understanding we want. In all thy ways, everything that you're doing, acknowledge Him first, seek He first, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Respect the Lord and depart from evil. That's where we begin. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Not just some, but all. Read what it says. And it says, if you do that, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastising of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. This is a correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delights. And God delights when we go to Him. And it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Wisdom comes from God, and understanding comes from applying that wisdom in our life, doing what God puts in our hearts to do. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. God is the one that lightens our eyes, spiritual understanding, in the revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God gives us wisdom where we lack it. And so God's wisdom today is that you come to me. You give me your desire. You delight in me. I'll give you the desires of your heart. I want you to enjoy these things in this world. And God doesn't want you to try and make these things happen for yourself. When we honor God with our substance, we're making Him the source of our supply. We're saying, okay, God, now we're on your economy. We're not on this world's economy anymore. I'm not dependent upon my job to supply what I need. I'm not dependent upon my husband or my wife or my boyfriend or my girlfriend for my need. I'm dependent upon you. I look only to you. I'm coming to you. And when we do that with all our heart unto God, then He's going to really bless you, and you will be fruitful in everything. God says that, what does He say? That God gives bread for your food and seed to sow, and He multiplies. That doesn't mean just a little extra. He says He multiplies your seed sown, and He increases the fruits of your righteousness. And that's prospering. That's having a happy new year and prospering and being in health, right? What did He say to Isaac when there was famine in the land? Now, we can look in our day and time, it looks a bit like a famine. Prices have gone up, there's a lack of things and all this kind of stuff. Gas has gone up, electric's gone up, petrol's gone up. But God says, you sow in the land. And when everyone was running off to Egypt where everything was okay there, He said, you stay in this land where there's this famine, you sow. And what does it say? Because he listened to God, God multiplied his seed 100 times. Even in difficult times, like with Joseph, God says that Joseph was prosperous because God was with him. The scriptures say that he was prosperous because God was with him. Is God with you? Yes, God's with you. He's in you. That God in Christ in you, you are prosperous. See, again, it's where the mind is. Do we believe that? Do we understand that? Are we receiving that? Are we expecting these things from God? Because God really wants us to excel in every area of our life. But it all starts in the heart, our minds, where what we listen to, what we receive, what we apply, what we do. And God wants us to really abound to every good work. And he wants us to be blessed to be that blessing. So when we delight in God, we're staying with God. We're practicing the words that we're receiving. We're seeing results. We expect. We make a demand on the provision of God. Father, you said to pray for the Lord of the harvest. Your Son, my Lord and Savior, said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send laborers into his harvest. So I'm praying. Now you bring them to me. You bring me that ready person, that one person which is equal to a million, I'm expecting. And God wants you to be definite like that. He wants you to have great confidence. He wants you to have great confidence in him. And it starts with your honouring God. Speaking in tongues. Allowing God to give you those perfect words. Being bold. No matter what anyone's saying to you, be bold to say what he puts in your heart, to bring edification, not condemnation. But see, these words are instruction. What I'm saying now, these words are instruction. And if you receive, if you take these words to your heart and apply it, you will see great results. You will see it. And God's vision is in view in 2022, as I shared before, my last audio sharing. What those desires in your heart, and God's all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, is God's vision. And it's going to be more realized in 2022. Do you want to be a part of it? Do you want to be a partaker of that? Because God's made you a partaker, but do you want to participate? You've got to say yes, God. You've got to be committed to God, not to anyone else. And you make your commitments not based upon anyone else. But God, I'm in. You can count me in. And when you count yourself in with God, then your family follow. Seriously. If I didn't make the decisions I make, we wouldn't be anywhere now. But as the head of my house, as for me and my house, we will, by the grace of God, serve the Lord. We will see great outreach throughout all of Bristol, United Kingdom and Europe, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, because God's going to do that. I can't do it. None of us here can do it in our own strength, for our own wisdom, our own education, but our faith and dependency is upon God. And God's not saying no to us. He's saying, yeah, you know, you're praying what I want you to do. I put this desire in you. And God says, expect from me. Expect many laborers. Expect, you know, great things to happen. So what expectation have you got moving into this new 2022? Doesn't matter what the world's going to do, by the way. There's lots of prophets of doom out there. But we're prophets of hope. We're prophets of light to give to God's people. And to give those that are sat in darkness and the shadow of death. We give people the opportunity to receive our words. We need to open our mouth and speak. It starts in the household of God and then outside. And focus where you are. Like, just focus where you are. Father, you give me that one laborer. Practice the things. If you want to see something change, you've got to practice. You've got to be committed. Not to a man or a woman, but to God. You make your committed decisions to God. I'm not going to let anyone or anything stop me from doing what you show me to do, God. Where you show me to connect. I don't care if someone agrees with it or not. If this is where you're showing me to connect, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be unmovable, Father, because I've got God in Christ in me. And I know you're with me. I know you're for me. And God's with every one of you. And we don't want to just follow the masses. We want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He followed the Father. He done what the Father put in his heart to do. And that's what I'm going to do. I don't care what anyone has to say about me. The only thing that I'm really concerned about is, what does God think of me? And I want to be pleasing in his sight. I want to say like my Lord and Savior, I only do the things that the Father give me to do. And so when we make these kind of life-changing decisions and commitments, it's showing God we're serious, and God gets serious about you. And he knows where your heart is. And he knows our weaknesses, and he's working to strengthen those areas in our life. We don't have to focus on our weaknesses. We don't have to focus on where things are not perfect yet. But we move with what's right, and we say what's right. And for 2 years now, since I've made that commitment, I've seen God go to work without me doing too much. Just speaking those sound words, giving the right encouragement, staying with him, keeping my eyes upon him, doing what he gives in my heart. Whether he tells me to go to the scriptures, I go. And like Danny was saying earlier on, since practicing this way, when I go to the scriptures, it's living. It just comes to life to me. I'm like, wow, look at this. And it's the best life. It's the best life. And I've done it always. I practice all the different ways. I've done it Pentecostal way. I've done it Baptist way. I've done it Methodist way. I've done it way. I've done it the hikey way. I've done it everybody's way. This way works because it's just simply walking with God, living a God-led life. I live in the Spirit. I walk by the Spirit. I speak by the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit, and I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. And he opens up his scriptures to me. He gives me understanding through my application. And then I'm seeing, wow, look at this, man. Like, I can't do nothing of myself. I really can't. I'm so thankful, God, that you've led me to this way, which is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, the truth that makes you free. And I'm really free indeed. And so God wants you to have a great 2022. He wants you to be very expectant. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't be like Lot's wife. Don't look back. Don't look to the left nor to the right. But just keep moving straight on. Let the pieces fall where they may. And keep moving on. And people that are serious will be with you. They'll stay with you. People that are with you, they'll follow what you encourage. Because they're going to get results. And God wants you to have results. Living results. Proof. Proof that God is faithful, and God is faithful, but there'll be proof of it, there'll be an evidence of it, and I can really say I'm evidence in that. And so I can speak for me and my house, and my heart is to give this to everyone else, but not everyone receives the words gladly, but those that will and those that practice that will really flourish and grow, because that's what God wants us all to do, all of us, and no one's better than anyone else. God's a faith God, and so the just shall live by faith, and that's what we're to do in 2022. And that rhymes, doesn't it? Well, anyway, God bless your heart. This is how God works in me to communicate what he wants me to say, and I'm so thankful for that too.